USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate on Tuesday voted to confirm Dr. Robert Califf as commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration after some senators argued his ties to the pharmaceutical industry or views on birth control made him unfit for the role. Several lawmakers sent a letter to President Biden's Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm, demanding she complies with the law requiring her agency to disclose the number of jobs lost when Biden ended the Keystone XL pipeline. The Keystone XL pipeline was projected to provide approximately 11,000 jobs, and roughly $800 million in wages were extinguished with the stroke of Biden's pen. A convicted killer who escaped a Mississippi prison was captured Tuesday after 2 days on the run. Mississippi Department of Corrections Commissioner Burl Kane.
Guess when he starts to speed a car so he can run away from the police, he runs out of gas.
51-year-old Michael Floyd Wilson on Sunday fled from the Central Mississippi Correctional Facility. USA Radio News.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
This for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil drizzle.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The methodical investigation by Special Counsel John Durham is uncovering some very dark secrets in Washington, D.C. In fact, so dark, mainstream media is giving it virtually zero attention in their newscasts. Perhaps it's the names of the people in the report that is exposing the fake Russia collusion narrative. Names like President Obama, Vice President Biden, Hillary Clinton, the FBI, and the CIA.
A new poll shows that over 66% of Democrats would like to see Hillary Clinton investigated for any role she may have had in trying to manufacture former President Donald Trump's ties to Russia in an attempt to smear him. That's a rise of over 20% since last October. The most recent court documents reveal that Special Counsel John Durham's investigation is ready to prove that the Clinton campaign tried to infiltrate computer systems at Trump Tower and the White House. For the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin lost her libel suit against the New York Times on Tuesday when a jury rejected her claim. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Now that Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has moved his government into more of a dictator role with emergency powers, Trudeau has taken aim at truckers and their peaceful protests demanding the end of the vaccine mandate in Canada. After getting the call from President Biden, Trudeau is suspected of giving false witness in order to gain never-before-used powers in his country. Trudeau's claim of Confederate flags, Nazi symbols, and right-wing slander is something out of the American political playbook. Street Captain David Paisley on the Daily Wire.
So I've been here, well, since the beginnings, and I have never seen a Confederate flag anywhere. I've never seen a Nazi flag. These photos of this individual with the Confederate flag, they had a full ski mask, goggles, no identifiable logos on them. You'll see if you look at pictures of the actual protesters here, people have company names, their faces are exposed, the trucks have their companies on them, phone numbers, like no one's hiding here. And so this individual is fully hidden, fully garbed. It is all very suspect.
It should be noted, in his speech this week to gain ultimate power in Canada, Justin Trudeau never once mentioned COVID-19 or the pandemic as the reason for taking Canada's freedom from its citizens. Republican lawmakers are stressing it's time to move on from the COVID-19 pandemic. A handful of senators, including Mike Lee of Utah, Roger Marshall of Kansas, Ted Cruz of Texas, and Rand Paul of Kentucky, sent a letter to their colleagues urging them not to help Democrats push a continuing resolution to fund the federal government unless Democrats defund vaccine mandates. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.